from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time to feed you some more football, NFL Lunch style. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in about 45 minutes or so, where we get to the Ravens. Mike Tomlin told the media today that Russell Wilson, day to day with a calf injury. Justin Fields has been running with the first team, as you would expect. So we'll follow this one closely. But Russell Wilson getting up there in quarterback years, dealing with a calf issue. We know they can be volatile. But Justin Fields getting an opportunity to run with the ones, as it's expected that Russell Wilson would be the starting quarterback. Maybe he can change some minds here along that line. And also Shane Steichen, head coach of the Colts, said no limitations towards Anthony Richardson's running ability here in 2024. As the Colts have some high expectations in the upcoming season. But getting back to the Ravens, here's Todd Monken talking about the addition of Derrick Henry. Not necessarily what he brings to the equation running the football, but the physical conditioning that he brings as well.
You see it every day. You know, it's just one of those things you hear about. You hear about why he's been able to sustain so long, keep himself in great shape, be able to make it through the year. And you just see it every day. You see it in the weight room. You see it in meetings, his engagement. You see it on the field. What he does to take care of his body must be elite.
I think this guy's due for a big season, change of scenery. Super Bowl goals are real, as Tennessee, whatever window they had, kind of came closed within the last couple of seasons. Nolan, we've discussed Derrick Henry, health permitting, I believe will be one of the premier running backs in the National Football League. And don't really hear much about it. I know Nate Davis brought it up a couple of days ago from USA Today, but how he and Lamar get together with the RPOs and how he'll get acclimated to that. I'm not really worried about that sort of thing, any mesh point problems and such.
No, I mean, he's too much of a pro, too much of a veteran for that to be an issue, just my assumption. But, you know, it's funny with him being 30 years old and the way running backs are viewed in today's game that, you know, once you hit 3-0, it's almost like a death sentence, at least the way teams treat you. And, I mean, Henry, such an anomaly. I mean, that he's 30 years old and it feels like he's still in his prime, or could be in some regards. You know, last year putting up 1,100 yards behind a somewhat shaky, inconsistent line in Tennessee. So I don't know about your predictions there of 1,500 and, double-digit touchdowns,
I think.
Maybe close to it, but certainly not your typical running back where the wheels are falling off here as soon as they hit 30.
Yeah, I think Derrick Henry will be the first guy other than Lamar to lead the Ravens in rushing since Lamar took over as the quarterback of the team. Even Ingram's year, back in 2019. Lamar still led the team in rushing because Ingram was over 1,000, but Lamar had 1,200. Of course, that was the greatest rushing team in the history of the National Football League. By the way, speaking of running backs, today would have been Walter Payton's 71st birthday. So happy birthday, sweetness. Big football field in the sky. Mark Andrews, we know what he brings to the equation. And so does Todd Monken, obviously.
It's hard to find a more competitive player than Mark. Not only winning, but contributing, catching the ball, playing hard, holding others accountable. He's in a rare category of that. To me, that's what makes him the player that he is. Sure, he's athletic. Sure, he's got great ball skills. Sure, he's got great football savvy. But the guy loves playing football. You see it. He competes every day. I mean, he's full speed. He wants the ball every play, sometimes to a fault. But he wants it every play, holds himself to a really high standard. Again, he's in elite category.
Look, there's no question as to whether or not he can play, and he can play well. The big question, Nolan, with Mark Andrews now becomes, how does he and Isaiah Likely, how do they coexist? Because when Andrews got hurt in that Bengals game on that Thursday night, Isaiah Likely came in, and they didn't, let's be honest, they didn't miss a beat at tight end because he pretty much duplicated what Mark Andrews has always done. Can Todd Monken get those two on the field at the same time and make them both dangerous?
Yeah, this is fully a Monken thing, yep, in my opinion, because hearing the way Andrews talks about it, Likely, they talk about it, that I think they're both 100% in sync, that having both of them on the field together really only elevates their individual game. You know, Andrews isn't a guy that says, oh, I need, he's not a diva in regards that I need this many receptions or this many targets in a game. He just wants to win, and Likely understands his role and his positioning on the team right now, that he's always going to be number two behind Andrews as long as Andrews is here. So it's just about winning. And I think they both agree that them on the field together is a matchup nightmare for opposing defenses.
And they're not traditional tight ends in the sense of, you know, go out there and block and, you know, be kind of this guy. They can both stretch the field and create matchup problems in a big, big way. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on vacation. It is NFL lunch. Trent Simpson, he's got big shoes to fill. Patrick Queen down in Pittsburgh with the Steelers. Zach Orr, Ravens, he's got big shoes. He's got a big whistle to replace. And Mike McDonald, Zach Orr, what do you think of Trent Simpson and some of the other youngsters as we're creeping closer to the beginning of the season?
I think he's ready along with a lot of other guys, man. I think Eric and those guys have done a great job of building depth and building playmakers in that room. Trent has done a great job in training camp. So has Malik Harrison. So has Josh Ross. So has Chris Board. Those guys, I think any of those guys, we're confident with any of those guys in there. You know, obviously Trent, he showed a lot last year, and we're excited about him, but that's a talented room.
Why are we relaxed about Trent Simpson and not lamenting the fact that Patrick Queen's not here anymore?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not fully in the camp of this guy's the next big thing. I'm very much in a wait-and-see mode. I have been. I even advocated earlier in the offseason the bringing in some sort of other veteran inside linebacker presence because, I mean, hey, even if someone gets hurt, you know, God forbid Trenton Simpson gets, you know, banged up at some point, you're going to need another body. You can't fully rely on, you know, Chris Boards of the world to supplement that spot. And even if Trenton Simpson, you know, plays well, to expect him to have the same snap count workload that Queen did last year, I think that's unrealistic as well.
I mean, we're talking about a guy that had, what, 130 tackles, whatever it was last year, and Patrick Queen. He's got his own issues now going to Pittsburgh with expectations, but Trenton Simpson kind of just plugging and playing. I think a lot of the comfortability comes from the fact that he's playing next to arguably the best inside linebacker in football, Nolan,
right,
Roquan Smith.
And that eases some of my concerns there. I mean, I don't think it's DEFCON 1, or it's certainly far from the biggest issue the team has right now or an issue they need to address. So I think if you roll into week one, Simpson's your starter alongside Roquan, that's fine. I just do have this worry in the back of my head. If things are not that smooth for him out the gate, what is their answer? What is their solution? Because I would hate for them to feel like they got to grab someone off the couch, which is unfortunately what they've had to do quite a bit over the past couple of years.
And got lucky oftentimes in that scenario, too. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw will come back. American League East report. Orioles doing well so far down in Miami, trying to avoid the sweep against the Marlins. And we'll talk about what else happened last night, look at today's schedule and the updated standings. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. We'll talk sports with him. Concentrate on football as all you fantasy people are ready to rock and roll with your draft, I'm sure. And then it's a fun house trip, Nolan McGraw, before Inside Access takes over at 2.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East. Vinny and Haney.
AL East report on this total request Thursday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Orioles threw 4-6 zip over the Miami Marlins. Corbin Burnes dealing a two-hitter right now as the Orioles try to avoid the sweep at the hands of the last-place Miami Ball Club. 3 homers. And what a shocker. The Orioles are leading. Santander. Cole Kowser, 3-run shot. Connor Norby, he goes deep, and we talked about it in the opening of the show. Are the Orioles like the Buck Showalter Orioles, where if they don't homer, they don't score? They do have a hit with runners in scoring position. That is James McCann getting it done there. We were talking earlier about Garrett Crochet, whose name has been widely connected to the Orioles, the Dodgers, among others. John Heyman X-ing this one out. Garrett Crochet's plan with the White Sox is to pitch normal workload as a starter until the end of the regular season. He has already exceeded his career innings total here in 2024. But listen to this. Here's a curveball. If traded, he would need an extension to pitch in October. Won't move to the bullpen because he won't take any breaks. He views the starter routine as the best for his health. Remember, he's a couple years removed from Tommy John surgery. Hey, Garrett Crochet, one of the things that's making you attracted to contending teams is the fact that you're controllable for two more years. So you say the Orioles, Dodgers, whomever, the Braves, what, I'm just throwing out a team, trade for you, and all of a sudden you're not going to pitch in October unless you get a contract extension? I don't think your leverage is that strong. And it certainly, if this is true, and I'm not saying it isn't, it hurts Chicago's bargaining power. And why would we trade you prospect A for a dude that won't pitch for us in October unless we pay him? So there's a little trade deadline drama for you with Garrett Crochet, who is an all-star and is having a hell of a year, but doesn't want to move to the bullpen and won't pitch in October unless he gets an extension. Okay. Gotta love these zany people and their millions of dollars. Anywho, Orioles up 6-0 over the Marlins. They're back home tomorrow taking on the San Diego Padres. How about Jackson Merrill coming home? And then you got Manny Machado making a touching reunion with Oriole fans. He hasn't been here since 2019. But last night, Orioles lose. We're done with that. But other things happened in Baltimore's favor in the American League East as Colorado took on the Red Sox and things got medieval for Boston.
High fly ball, deep left field, way back. Take a good look. You won't see it for long. How about a grand slam for Brett Doyle?
Brett Doyle going deep. That was Rockies TV on the call. One of the four homers that Colorado hit. Grand salami, 20-7. Final scores, Colorado takes 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox. They just got swept in L.A. post-All-Star break. So Boston, after getting really hot, moved to within 4.5 games of first place. They've been scuffling here as of late. Also, speaking of struggling, how about the Yankees at home taking on the Mets? And it was the Mets doing some big damage against the pinstripe.
Swing and a drive, left center field. Francisco flushes the game with a three-run shot. They lead it 11-2 on Lindor's second of the night.
12-3 final score, Francisco Lindor, as your Carl Lavitz say. ESPN, he had 2 homers, Mets hit 5. In the game as they sweep the Subway Series, winning 2 in New York at Citi Field, and then 2 more last night in the Bronx. 12-3 New York, worst record in Major League Baseball since June the 25th. Also in the division last night, interdivision fun, Toronto taking on Tampa, and a guy that could be on the move himself broke out the whipping stick.
High drive to left. And it is another Guerrero Jr. His 5th in the last 6 games, and it is 2-0 Blue Jays.
Sportsnet on the call, 6-3 was the final score as Tampa and Toronto get it on last night, and they resume acquaintances at 3:07 this afternoon. So Tampa, disappointing team. Could they be selling in a big way here? Remember, this was the team of the future a couple years prior. A lot of people, myself included, picked them to win the division, maybe even get to the World Series. They did make the playoffs 2 years in a row, but their stay was brief. Right now, bringing up the rear in the American League's Eastern Division. By the way, this dude pitching for Miami just buzzed old Ryan Mountcastle. Chin music. The Dirty Orioles. Isn't that the narrative throughout baseball? People that don't actually watch the team saying the Orioles are one of the dirtiest teams when it comes to pitching inside. Haven't they been plunked as much as any team in baseball? So Mounty, who just roped a single his last at-bat, he gets thrown at as the Orioles lead this one 6-0. Today, as we said, Tampa's at Toronto. 3:07 standings report as we sit here on this Total Request Thursday. Orioles game and a half up heading into today's action. Boston 6 back as the Yankees are in second place. Tampa 9.5 out as we just talked about. The Blue Jays bringing up the rear back 14. Cleveland's 5 up on the Twins, 6 up on the Royals in the Central. Houston now a game up again over Seattle in the West. Texas has won 4 in a row. They're 3 back in the NL East. Phillies 4, or 9 up, I should say, on the Braves, who have lost four in a row. You got Milwaukee, six games up on the Cards, seven up on the Pirates, and out west, Dodgers, 7.5 up on the Padres, who have won four in a row right now in a rain delay against the Nats. San Diego will be in town tomorrow, starting a three-game series at the Orioles as Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, with me and Ryan Ripken, resumes starting tomorrow at 6, live from Pickles Pub. Wild card, if the playoffs started today, Yankees, Twins, and Royals in the American League. Boston's a game back, Seattle 3.5. Tampa 4.5, Texas 5.5 on down the line. In the National League, Braves, Mets would be in. Padres, Cardinals there right now. Cardinals literally a percentage point ahead of the Padres there. Diamondbacks half game back. Pirates 1, Cincinnati 4, San Francisco 4.5, etc., etc., etc. So a lot of maneuvering left to be done as 5 days away from the trade deadline, with a lot of teams still in wildcard stuff. Let's just say Toronto's 9 out, Angels 10.5, Oakland, Chicago, see ya. And then in the National League, the only teams you could stick a fork in right now are the Rockies and the Marlins. When we come back, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, is going to be joining us, talk real and fantasy football with him. Then you got a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. And then the Bobster's off to get a physical because I got eye surgery on August the 6th. Right now, I'll shout out into the fifth, as we say, going for win number 11. Orioles trying to salvage the series finale after losing the first two 6-3 scores. Padres coming to town, followed by the Blue Jays next week. Oriole Park, Camden Yards, here to talk all things sports. Well, getting a little football in particular with the draft, I'm sure fantasy-wise, hot and heavy and a lot of lives from Fox Sports Radio. SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. He's the one and only Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up? Long time no talk. How you feeling there, big guy?
Been a minute. I was across the pond and back. You disappeared, and here we are into the second half of the baseball season. So all things good and flowing.
All right, since you are a White Sox fan, for those of you who may not know, as he grew up in that part of Chicago, not with all the front-running Cubs fans there. Garrett Crochet is going to be available, it seems, but I don't know if you saw his recent demands, apparently, by way of social media. John Heyman, among others, wants a contract extension if he's traded before he'll pitch in October. Plans to remain a starter, not move to the bullpen, as he's already exceeded his career innings load. He has had Tommy John surgery in the past. What is this guy thinking he is? Chris Sale over here? Mike Harmon?
Well, it'd be nice if he could have whatever the second act becomes. I mean, look at what Chris Sale's doing now in Atlanta after a couple of lost seasons and a lot of injuries. And I think, you know, for Crochet, you know, the injury history is huge. And let's face it, there aren't very many starters that anybody really cares about. Bob Bray, I mean, we're talking about a couple of guys from Detroit. Skubal may not be available at all. And Flaherty, and then you got Crochet and a bunch of Jags, right? Just the guys lining out the rest of it. So if Crochet is, in fact, the big fish in the pond here, then I think he should make every demand he possibly can. Not often you're going to be that, and it's rarefied air that he is right now. I mean, he's had a great season, but had anybody heard of him before he threw a pitch this season? No, they had not.
Now, if you're the Orioles, though, how does this change your mindset? It's like, wait a minute, we've already got, you know, we got Santander as a free agent after this year. I'm assuming they might try to make a fair run at Corbin Burns. Isn't one of the appeal, maybe the big appeal about Garrett Crochet, Mike, is that he's controllable for two more years. And the last thing you want to do is have to negotiate an extension with him at this time.
Well, unfortunately, that's the part, right, where you've got leverage. It's like the NBA and what they're trying to do with their broadcast, right? It's all these free agents in the NFL holding out and saying, you know what? Look at your number two wide receiver. Or look what happens to Brock Purdy if I'm not there blocking for him, Trent Williams. Keep going on down the line. Hey, where you've got a little bit of leverage, we all should be able to be so lucky in our respective jobs and relationships and whatever else to where you can pull that switch a little bit. So, yeah, I get it. You know, in theory, the 2 years of control, but yeah, now you've got to make those difficult decisions between short-term goals and long-term planning. And, you know, for the Orioles right now, Yankees are a bit of a mess because they're going to be a bidder for Crochet, I would imagine, right? You watch what Garrett Cole looked like last night, yeah. And you've had a very erratic staff. I mean, Rodon and Heel are both 10-game winners, but they've both gone through huge slides where it looked like the wheels were coming off. So, you know, you're bidding against a division rival at a minimum. So if you want to go and outbid these guys, you know, you have to maybe make a bit of a sacrifice and go in a little harder than you want. And in theory, if you do get that deep run, I don't know. Let's go to the local economics. Orioles should be making more money, right?
Oh, yeah, you got a big old T. Rowe Price sign hanging over in center field now, the big scoreboard. But we shall see.
Right, more money to be spent. I see those revenue shares they're getting from the league. They've gone up.
Oh, they got plenty of my $18 beer money going in there, too.
Yeah,
Mike Harbin, Fox Sports Radio. Hey, before we get to the NFL, and in particular Chicago Bears in that division, the NFC North, you mentioned the NBA TV rights. Are we looking at some big-time litigation here as TNT is a basketball term getting boxed out, it seems, of the broadcast fund, as it looks like the National Basketball Association is all in on streaming, not only at Peacock, now Amazon in a big, big way?
Yeah, I went to buy something on Amazon yesterday, and they already had a giant banner saying, the NBA is coming. So you got that going for you. Look, the way I've read it all along is the right of matching is great in theory. But just because you say we'll commit to the same level of dollars doesn't mean it's the same offer, right? When we're talking about streaming and Amazon being a global property and continually expanding and what the 11-year deal with them looks like versus a cable company and Warner Brothers. I mean, there's all sorts of reports of them trying to spin off different parts of Warner Brothers Discovery so that they can try to bolster their stock price, which is languishing. So, you know, there's a lot more going on there, but it's, you know, not everything's equal just because that dollar amount is the potential for growth, expansion, global distribution, all of that. And how many households you're in as of, you know, 1 year from today is much different. I think it comes back to Warner Brothers Discovery looking, you know, and they wish that the guy had kept his mouth shut and not said, hey, we survived without the NBA. I mean, that was just stupid. But moving forward, now it becomes the play of how many hundreds of millions will you give us to just go away so you don't have to pay a bunch of lawyer fees. So I think that's the ultimate end goal. And then we'll get a couple more reality shows like Love on an Island Part 4 or, you know, Swimming with Sharks.
He's Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. All right, Mike, we look at the NFC North and Detroit. Probably could have, should have, would have won the NFC championship last year. They didn't. Nate Davis, we had him on from USA Today a couple of days ago. He's got Green Bay getting to the Super Bowl. All right, we're going to assume the Vikings are going to take a step back. Where do your Bears fit in on as we talk about the Bears on Walter Payton's 71st birthday, as a matter of fact?
There you go, my guy. Still 3 yards, and he'll run you over. I mean, nothing better than those old NFL films where they would suddenly find nature films and show them like, hey, look, he looks like a buck. Watch this. Watch these guys fighting in the wild. That was Walter Payton running into the line. He's not stepping out of bounds. He's running through you, which is now illegal because he would lower with his helmet and, all of that. But, you know, the Bears, based on all the moves they've made offensively and what was already in place after the Montez Sweat deal and Eberflus becoming a you know, just full-on defensive guy. Again, I hold up my Where's Allen Williams sign. If they don't make the playoffs, it's going to be an absolute disaster. A lot of money, a lot of changeover, a lot of big bets to try to put Caleb Williams, something they've never done. So, you know, as a guy who's watched this franchise since I was a wee lad on my dad's lap, you know, it's exciting to see them try to zag, you know, and become an NFL franchise that's moving in, you know, 2024 terms. But you look at all they've done, offensive line rates above average, et cetera. if they don't make the playoffs, then you might see a bunch of heads roll when it's all said and done. And it all rests on the shoulders of old number 13 there with Caleb Williams and what he's going to be able to do. So, yeah, expectations high, but you're still chasing Green Bay and Detroit. I mean, there's no picnic in that division. And let's face it, you haven't won a game against any of these guys in years.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex, among other things. Mike, what's going on in your world here on July 25th?
Well, we're getting ready to rev up the podcast again, right? All the episodes, the off-season stuff has been there, and you know, some of the early draft kind of talk. Now we'll get further into rankings and stuff. So rebooting the website, that's Swollen Dome. You find it on Twitter and Instagram, and that's where we'll start dispersing some of the goodness. The metal stand makes its return because it's time to just rank everything. You know, people want to do top five quarterback things. I want to rank, you know, best movies by guys. I mean, you know, best musical starring Hugh Jackman. How about that? Let's go through that. And then we'll roll. Well, you know, because he was on Broadway a bunch too. So they've got to be had some pro shots. So we'll count those as films as well. But all of that still to come. And then I've got to suffer through my partner in the evening, Smith, because the Mets are playing well again, and it's almost Jets time. So say a prayer for me. And the White Sox still have the number of wins that Carlton Fisk wore 27 on his jersey as a Red Sox player. I don't know that we're eclipsing 40 at this point. So, you know, the long road.
Hey, well,
I'm actually for the Bears to start.
Yeah, welcome to the 2018 Orioles. He's Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Mike, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you next week.
Be good, brother.
You got it. No doubt. Mike Harmon, Orioles up 6-0. Give you a head update on that. Then take a trip through the funhouse. Inside Access takes over too. Down in D.C., top of the second, coming out of a rain delay there. Ravens are off today. They're back on the field tomorrow. And as Brian Wacker said earlier in the show, probably for the first time in pads, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, quick draw. We've been asking people for the last few hours to get their votes in for Featured Artist Friday. What have the people decided?
Our featured artist tomorrow is actually a suggestion from our friend Joe in Woodbury. Says he wants to hear some Four Tops.
Four Tops. Okay, we got you covered there. Four Tops, bringing on Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. So we got you covered with the Four Tops. Again, no shortage of selections to choose from. And we'll have them flying your way tomorrow, starting around 10:15 or so. Quick draw, what do you think about this Crochet news? Wanting a contract extension to pitch in October.
I find it humorous. That was my first reaction when you were reading it on air. I mean, come on. I mean, what are you even talking about? You know, we got a couple texts on the subject, too, but it just, it makes no sense. There's zero leverage from him or his agent's standpoint.
Right.
I mean, if he had, it'd be one thing if he was a rental, then maybe we could talk about that. But it'd still be unusual, even if that was the case. 2 years of control beyond this year? I mean, that, get out of here.
Yeah. First year as a starter. Yeah, you made the all-star team. You lead the league in Ks. We get all that. But, you know, what makes him attractive to teams like the Orioles and other contenders, as we talked about, Nolan, is he's controllable.
Right.
So I got to give you a raise to get you to pitch in October. Hey, stay in Chicago. When in October, you'll be playing golf somewhere and watching us in the playoffs.
Well, something tells me that this was his agent's doing. It could be either way. I mean, it's crazy either way. If Crochet went to him and said, hey, I want this out there, or the agent just went rogue and said, I'm doing this in your best interest, I mean, it's not going to happen.
No.
And if anything, if I'm a potential buyer and I hear that, one, I don't believe it. But two, now you're planting a seed in the back of my head that, why is this guy so concerned about money right now?
Mm-hmm.
Does he not believe that he's going to stay healthy? I don't know. Just a bit of a red flag.
No doubt about it. All right, we ready to get through the old fun house here finally?
Quick Draws Fun House. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, here is one of those texts on Crochet. Texter says, would he really turn down an opportunity to pitch in the playoffs after spending all this time in Chicago. I know he's trying to generate a payday for himself, but even I don't believe him when he throws out this ridiculous ultimatum.
Yeah, I think he gets traded to a contender. He's going to be all in on pitching in October, because how are you going to make your bones for a real long-term deal is by doing it in the brightest, biggest stage, under the brightest lights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I think it could be, like you said, Nolan, little agent speak here, trying to develop a little leverage. It'd be wild, though. Let's trade for a guy who's going to hold out for the playoffs till he gets
about as believable as a kid that says they're going to run away from home. Like, all right.
Or a celebrity who's going to move out of the country, depending on insert politician here.
Chuck in Virginia checking in says, I'm wondering if our team being so young, the Orioles, that there's a mental aspect of the trade deadline. Who's going to stay? Who's going to get traded? Some extra stress in the clubhouse these next few days. Could the wrong trade ruin clubhouse chemistry?
Well, it all depends on who gets traded, I would think. But it's a business. We talked about it with Mike Bordick earlier in the show, who got traded in 2000 with a bunch of other guys. But that was more of a underachieving veteran team. This is a team that's considered one of the favorites to win the World Series. I mean, Gunner's not going anywhere. Adley's not going anywhere. Westberg's not going anywhere. But, you know, could Mountie be on the move? Could Cedric? Could Hayes? I mean, there's some real possibilities in regards to that. But Nolan, as we talked about earlier, it might be more of a, hey, Gunner, Westberg, Adley, Grayson came up through the ranks with, you know, Kobe Mayo or whomever, like Joey Ortiz last year. That might be more stinging to them. I think the task is to win the World Series, and you have to understand the business aspect of it, which I'm sure they do. But it's still emotional to lose a teammate and have them disappear from the clubhouse just like that.
But I think at the same time, you'd be, you know, excited for them that now they finally can play every day with another team.
I mean, you don't think they love Joey Ortiz and D.L. Hall? Sad to see him go, but, you know, you think they're complaining about Joey Ortiz being gone, watching Corbin Burns pitch every fifth day? I don't think so.
And one more text here. Texter, the subject we talked about quite a bit, says, I was hesitant about Jack Flaherty a few weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
But at this point, with all the trade rumors, the proposals that have been thrown out there from the media, I say, why not bring him back? He just had another great start last night against Cleveland. Would probably be decently cheap, and he does fit that third starter profile that the O's need.
And he's a rental. And, you know, I've heard, you know, mixed reviews as regards to how he fit into the clubhouse last year. He didn't pitch all that great. That's the bottom line. But I saw he was linked to the Dodgers yesterday in the latest trade rumor fodder. So who really knows?
I would think he's highly coveted. Whether the Orioles are in that conversation or not remains to be seen. But sub-3 ERA, strikeouts way up this year. Rental, that doesn't deter a lot of teams. They're just looking for any help they can get. He's probably a popular name right now.
Right. Yes, he is. And might be popular here in Baltimore. Get your Jack Flaherty jerseys out of mothballs, everybody. It's Vinny at 80, 105.7 The Fan. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Featured Artist Friday. It's the Four Tops, Orioles 6-1. Inside Access coming up next. For Nolan McGraw, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.